Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike Reese, I'm Spike Eskin. We're at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly. Nothing goes better with playoff basketball than Chickies and Pete's, pregame, in-game, or postgame, online at chickiesandpetes.com. Of course, the next Sixers game is on Sunday, 1 p.m., weird tip time. Those games, those weekend, now that's good for me. As a guy who likes to go to bed early, you got to put a 1 o'clock game. I don't mind that at all. But you always get weird vibes out of basketball games when they play weekend afternoons.
You don't know if they're going to wake up ready to go.
Right. I'd rather be home, by the way. Right. I'd rather they be home than away, but still weird vibes. Now, Embiid, nothing was controversial about Joel Embiid scoring 50 points. Everybody liked that. Mm-hmm. The controversy today, and a lot of Knicks fans crying, just the and just as a note to anyone who is listening, if you're listening and you're crying about the officiating at the end of game two, the reason I said not to cry about it is because then it's harder to make fun of Knicks fans for crying today.
Yep.
Crying about officiating is loser stuff. If you're crying at, no one has ever won a championship or lost a championship because of officiating. You either win because you're good enough or you lose because you're not, but it's not because of the officiating. So my suggestion to you is we rise above it so we can make fun of the loser Knicks fans today who are crying, oh, he tried to hurt him. He didn't try to hurt him, weirdo. In any case, the thing that I thought was most meaningful about what he did was how his teammates thought about it. Of course, we're at home thinking to ourselves, no, Joel, don't do that. You're going to get yourselves thrown out. But here's what Tyrese Maxey said about Joel Embiid setting the tone last night.
I think I would say this. His voice and his presence tonight was the biggest thing. I know he had 50, but like I just said that just like it was nothing. But his voice, his presence, his passion was huge tonight. And he didn't let us get pushed around early. You know, they were trying to push us around and be aggressive with us. And he set the tone early, like, you know, we're not going for that. We're not going to get pushed around. And it kind of led to the entire group. And guys stepped in there, got big-time rebounds, got big-time loose balls, and it worked out for us.
Ike, this is what we've always wanted from Joel Embiid. That's how players talk about superstars. That's how players talk about leaders.
Yeah.
His voice set the tone. His passion set the tone. He wasn't going to let us get pushed around tonight. When have you ever heard that about Joel? Plenty of players in historically, even Kevin Durant has talked about how talented Joel is, what a great scorer he is. Oh, I can't believe a guy who's 7'2", 275 pounds can Eurostep. Oh, can you believe a 7-footer like that is hitting threes, blah, blah, blah. We've heard about Joel's talent for years and years and years. It's never been a question. But the idea of him being a leader,
yeah,
him setting the tone for younger players, him being the one that they want to rally behind, oh, he's got our back, it's new, and I truly believe that it means that Embiid has really turned a corner as a player.
He's growing up right in front of our eyes. I just listening to him from the end of the season through the Miami game, through the first couple of tough losses up there in New York, where he essentially guaranteed that they're going to win the series, even though now we see that he had Bell's palsy, and that's why he wasn't looking into the camera.
Yep.
So we didn't necessarily, at least I didn't, grab a hold of what he was saying after that game, because I'm like, dude, pick your head up. But even with all that, I'm watching him mature and develop his leadership, and he's getting more and more confident. Now, I may be the only one who sort of recognized a little bit of this leading up, and that's why I went back to the end of the season through the first game, is that I thought Joel at times was almost setting up an excuse if they don't win. I shouldn't be playing. I'm out there. I'm hurt. I'm giving it everything. I was like, just play, big dog. Just play. I don't need to hear all of that. But even with that, I've heard less and less of that each game. And what you've heard more of is him saying, I got this. I got this. We're going to win this game. And he needed to say that for a couple reasons. His teammates needed to hear him say that, meaning that he still has confidence in his teammates. Even, and I'm talking about the ones that's struggling.
Yep.
So they needed to hear him say that. Secondly, and probably just as important, this fan base needed to hear it. Like, we needed to hear it. Because people, after the second game, you could tell the negative was starting to come out a little bit. And it was starting to be the annual pal on Joel Embiid. You'll never win with him. You got to trade him after this season. So what he, to me, what he's been doing is trying to reassure everyone. It's not the same. I'm not the same. This is not going to end the same way as it has, at least if as long as I can help it. I'm going to die trying to make sure this does not happen this year. And how could you not feel some sort of confidence from that?
Do you believe that Embiid has turned a corner? 215-592-9494. And to be honest with you, aside from a championship, which is what everybody wants, I think what everyone wanted from him is, if you lose, we want to know that you left everything yep. out there, that you did everything you could. And he's played with injuries before and all those sorts of things, but it's just different this year. And I was critical of the team for not disclosing. I've been on the show. I've been all week. I've been, what's wrong with the eye? What's wrong with the eye? What's wrong with the eye? What's wrong with the eye?
Yep.
But his not
basically forced the Sixers to do something about it.
Well, yeah. They had to say something. It was Woj that said it last night. Yeah. But I do give him credit because he always does want, Embiid always does want that sort of credit for playing while injured.
Yep.
But the Bell's palsy thing happened, and Nurse denied that there was anything wrong. He never said that there's anything wrong.
True.
You know, he didn't have to. And when everyone was criticizing him for having his head down,
yep.
Charles Barkley, including you, including Jack.
And I love him.
Everyone's saying, well, tons of Knicks fans, well, look him in the face. Look him in the face.
Right.
Why don't you have your head up? But didn't say a word. And I thought that is a bit of a sign of him growing up as well. So I've been really impressed with him. I do think he needs to finish the job, but I've been really, really impressed
That's
with him.
That's the only thing that I'll say. Don't make us eat these words.
Yep. Oh, yeah, because trust me, they will be repurposed
on the
internet.
Yes,
the
people there are waiting on us, yes. Exactly, so I completely agree with you there.
So we will get to how I performed with my big board yesterday in the first round right after we talk to Mr. Chuck from Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what up? Spikey. Yo, Ikey.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, right? It's safe to say that you guys are the vice president and president of the Joel Embiid Club, right?
We are.
Okay, so can I say this, right? I'm not trying to get in, okay? So you guys got to worry about that. I'm on the outside looking in, But what I want to say, okay, I'm going to make a proclamation.
Uh-oh.
I want to apologize.
Oh!
Breaking new.
I want to apologize to one Joel Embiid. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. And
I want to apologize. That is big, Chuck. Pause.
And I want to apologize to Joel Embiid supporters. I got nothing after this playoff series, win, lose, or draw. Got nothing but respect for that guy. You know what I mean? Just after this year. You know what I mean? And I look forward to. Well, I'll give you that a little later. I'm not going to say that. You know what I mean? I was going to say I look forward to next year playing with him, but I'll give you that later. All right? That's a little too much now.
Yeah.
But I apologize.
Listen. You know what, though, Chuck?
His supporters of Joel.
Outside of the apology, which is very honorable of you.
Absolutely.
But what you've always done is you've put the challenge out there for him to actually stand up and do the things he's doing right now. I mean, you've always put that challenge out there for him.
That's all I wanted him to do. I love the 76ers. Unlike those 45% of fans that was down there that they sold their tickets. I love Joel Embiid. I'm not Joel Embiid, but I love the 76ers. I like to love Joel Embiid. Now, I mean, I'm being honest with you. I would like to love Joel Embiid, but some of the stuff I couldn't get with. I can get with this guy right now. You know what I mean? Playing through one eye, one leg, you know, give a, you know, AI-like effort yesterday, 50 points yesterday with my man in the house. Max, he got his award. You know, it felt good yesterday, man. And I don't give a damn about what the Knicks fans think about Mitchell Robinson and his knee, because these guys are trying to whack Joel Embiid and hurt him all game. I'm glad he stood up for himself. You know what I mean? It showed toughness, it showed grit, and it showed the type of play that I could back, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, you let bygones be bygones, you know, only, you know, and I'm going to lay off the guy a little bit more because he's showing me something, man. Like, this is, you know, come back from a 2-0 hole, you lead of the team, you know, and just have a performance like that. It got me up. It got me up yesterday, man. And I couldn't be more proud of Joel and what he's doing right now for the city and for the Philadelphia 76ers, man. And hey, listen, I ran into Greg Anthony too, and he said, "Nick, Spike, and that he don't even believe in his own team. He said they're gonna lose the series in six."
I love it. And honestly, yeah. Chuck, what a momentous occasion, and it takes a. It takes a big man to apologize, to say that he has changed your mind. So if that isn't a sign, we've been looking for a sign that Embiid really has changed. Chuck changing his ways on Embiid.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That might be the sign that we were looking for. What did you think of the Eagles pick last night, Chuck?
Well, you still got to take those corny-ass sneakers off. You know,
Look, man, who knows what he's getting paid to wear the Skechers?
Exactly.
They paid me enough. I'll wear the Skechers, too.
They paid millions. Hey, well, the Eagles, I wanted Kool-Aid. I wanted Kool-Aid McKinstry. Didn't get him. So, you know, I'm happy with this pick. What I'm going to say. We wait and see, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's about all we can do.
At least they addressed the position that you wanted to address.
Yeah, but I tell you one shocker, though, is A.J. signed that 3-year deal. That's nobody's really talking about that. I didn't expect him to, out of all the stuff that he went through the offseason, you know, I expect him to come back, and the Eagles want to sign him so quickly, and he wanted to be here. So I'm happy that he's locked in the fold. We locked Devontae Smith up. There's a lot of good things happening in Philadelphia right now, man. And I want to say to the fans out there, man, please, but I can't recognize you guys anymore. Hey, Spike, what's going on, man? Please send out a public announcement to these people to not sell their tickets to Knicks fans. Like, we need this place rocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't sell your tickets.
You know, Chuck, and thank you for the call, Chuck. Great call from Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna, you know, I'll talk about this in a second. We were gonna talk about this later, but I'll talk about it in a second. Right after I tell you. Now, this is my favorite time of year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From a weather standpoint.
Okay.
And you might be, you might say to yourself, well, of course, you know, it's 65 degrees, sunny, breezy.
It's pretty nice outside.
But the reason I like it the most is that my electricity bills are the lowest.
Ah.
Wife won't turn on the air. Mm-mm. We don't have to turn on the heat.
Mm-mm.
But you know what's coming. What's coming is the heat. And when there's the heat, the AC goes up. And when the AC goes up and you have old drafty windows that don't keep the cool air in, what happens is that you have to keep the AC on more and your bills go up. And you've been putting off replacing the windows because you're like, ah, it's going to be too expensive. Ah, it's a pain in the ass. I'm telling you, it won't be a pain in the ass. It won't be too expensive when you go Gaida. What they're going to do is give you 20% off all windows and doors, and they'll let you start your project with no money down and up to 3 years to pay them off interest-free. It's not just windows where you go Gaida. You need a new entry door, go Gaida. You need a new patio door, go Gaida. They're going to take care of all of it. They're going to give you 20% off. They're going to make it easy on you, and they're going to let you pay off your project interest-free for up to 3 years. Restrictions apply. Offer is good for a limited time. What are you waiting for? It's time that you go Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com. GoGuida.com. GoGuida. GoGuida.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Sixers legend, World Be Free.
I know. I was talking the whole time. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say hi.
It's all good.
Yes.
Yeah. Friend of the show. Listens to the show all the time.
Oh, is he a listener?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a listener.
Amazing.
He's not a caller, but he's a listener.
That's cool.
Everybody's a listener, Spike.
John Starks is the World Be Free of the Knicks. I think I had mentioned that. That's why he's there all the time.
Does not dress as well as World
no,
Be Free.
No, not even close. Not even close. So before we get to the YouTube Big Board recap, mm-hmm. you know, Chuck brought up the fans. I think my opinion on this may surprise you and may surprise others. First of all, I understand why Knicks fans come down here because they can't get
tickets at Madison Square Garden.
They can't afford the tickets at Madison Square Garden. You got Matthew Modine, Ben Stiller, and Turtle from Entourage, you know, spending $15,000 a ticket. It screws up the cost of the rest of the tickets. I get it why you come down here. I don't blame Knicks fans for doing it. We've taken over enough road arenas.
Oh,
to
yeah.
it. I get it. And I actually, for Game 3, do not blame a Sixers fan for selling their tickets. I truly don't.
Mm.
I think over the years, this team has given you enough reasons to doubt them. Joel, even though I have had faith, Joel Embiid has given you enough reason to doubt him. And when they go down 0-2 in the first two games, and you're thinking to yourself, I can either double my money on my ticket or slog down to the Wells Fargo Center, spend another however much on parking, another however much on concessions, just to watch them go down 3-0 when I don't trust in them anyway. Like, I kind of get it. I wish it wasn't that way. I was sort of embarrassed. But I feel like, at the same time, the Sixers have earned where they were last night with the crowd. Now, at this point, I feel like they have given you a reason to believe. I feel like they've given you a reason to believe they're going to win this series, they're going to win on Sunday, and that you shouldn't sell your ticket.
Yeah.
And I have...
It's 1 o'clock Sunday. What else are you doing?
Right. I have empathy for people who are in that situation. Those tickets are expensive. They you know, you can be a fan through the good times and bad times. Doesn't mean you need to spend $500 for a pair of tickets through good times and bad times.
Yeah.
So I understand that frustration, but I think they've given people a reason to go now and a reason not to sell them. And I think at this point, it is a much fairer ask to not to ask them to sell tickets to Game 4 as it was for Game 3.
Yeah, Sunday is a huge game.
It's enormous.
You win that game Sunday, and I guarantee you doubt starts to creep into the Knicks' mind.
There's doubt today.
They already didn't want to have to face the Sixers in the first place, and they realized they were lucky to get out of New York with a 2-0 lead.
Yep.
And last night they saw the big fella go off. And so Sunday is going to be a huge game, man. Huge momentum swinging game in this series. And then we go back up to New York for Game 5, and we'll see. Because the Sixers feel like they can win up there.
They could have twice. And as one Jack Fritz would say, don't let the Sixers get hot.
Don't let them get hot.
Don't let them get hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to apologize to one Joel Embiid.
I love it.
Thanks for cutting that, Ben.
So it is time for your YouTube Big Board recap. I only scout using YouTube. I don't watch college football, but I scouted all the players using YouTube. And Ike, I believe that how the first round went was an affirmation of my YouTube scouting. Let's talk about the guys that went and did not go yesterday.
Okay.
J.C. Latham, I had him as my second-ranked offensive lineman, went 7. Not bad.
But he was the second offensive lineman to go.
There you go.
He was the second one to go?
Yeah. Now, my first one went a little later, but my first one was not ranked as high nationally.
Yeah.
Michael Penix Jr., I had as my third quarterback, went 8th overall.
Yep.
Not bad at all.
Yep.
Rome Odunze went 9th. I had him as my number one ranked wide receiver. What did he get? Was he the second?
Second wide receiver.
Yep. To Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yep.
Bo Nix. I think I was out on a limb having him as my number two quarterback.
He was out on a twig, not a limb, a twig.
I had him ranked number two. He went 12 to Denver. That's a good call by me. I'm sorry.
Just him going in the first round was enormous. Yeah.
The toolsy Amarius Mims, who is, I think, 6'8", 350, mm-hmm. went 18th. I had him as my number one ranked offensive lineman. Went to the Niners.
Bengals.
Right, went to the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Mitchell, I had the Eagles draft pick. I had as my number three cornerback, went number 22. And then Nate Wiggins, who was my number one ranked cornerback, went 30th overall. So looking to see, now obviously, I do like one Spencer Rattler, and I do have a bunch of other players, so we'll see where they go now. But not a bad day for the YouTube big board. That's what I'll have to say.
I got to tell you, for a guy who does not watch college football, you did a good job, man.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
You did, man.
You shouldn't encourage me like that.
Well.
It just means I got to do more of this.
We're looking forward to it, man.
Rios in North Philly. Uh-oh. Keep it clean, Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up?
What up, Rios?
Yo, look, check it out. Let me just start out with this first, you know what I mean? So, Eagles talk, the A.J. Brown thing before the draft happened. Look, don't need no more talk or anything about A.J. Brown. Our guy is here to damn at the receiver position, just bully and punish people on the opposing defense, as well as we got Saquon Barkley to do that while he's damn running the ball. So, we don't need no more talk on that. As to the pick, let me tell you, I'm watching a game. I'm going back and forth, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, I said, attaboy, Howie, because I was looking for defense. I want freaking defense regardless of whatever it is. I don't know too much about the guy, but, yo, hearing Nick Saban on what he had to say about him, that gives me a little bit more where I feel good about it. Because, man, when it comes to defense, nothing is more Philadelphia than a damn badass, greedy, and violent defense. You know what time it is. You know what I'm talking about. I know what you want, man. You want some decapitation on people on the field. You know what I mean? I know what you want. I know what you like, and that's what we like. Nothing is more Philadelphia than that. So I'm just happy with it. Hope we get some guys, and I hope we get a damn greedy and violent freaking defense. Now,
Violence gets results.
Violence definitely gets results. Man, you already know what time, man. Damn. Yo, don't hype. Yo, hold on. I don't want to run through my daughter. She's right here. Look, check it out. Anyway, look, man. Sixers and B, let me tell you something. Y'all speaking on how he's growing before our eyes. That's what I'm talking about. None of the freaking sucker stuff. I like how he got, look, you got cats who's within the area trying to come back and rough something up while they with the New York Knicks. And he stood right there. Number one, all of our guys better damn stand behind Joel Embiid. He's still right there. It's like right now, he's tired. He's tired of his own sucker stuff. He's tired of anybody trying to bully his freaking team. Now he's taking freaking charge. And I like it. Look, the only thing I say on him, I love when how they talking junk about the dude jumped up. He tried to hurt him. Just, hey, slow down on that part because we don't need you to go. But I like you pushing him. I like you getting in people's face. I'm like, yo, what you think? What time it is? You ain't going to come up in here and bully us. We're the freaking bullies. We're freaking Philadelphia. And as for, like, Tyrese Maxey, he's saying, hey, Embiid set the tone. huh? For us to not get bullied? Well, damn it. If you want to be number two, then you better set the damn tone and stop freaking smiling and get in people's face, too. That we about it. It ain't about if you can kick any of them guys' ass, but don't be a freaking punk. Let's go out there and not let these guys bully us. And, yo, the crowd, yo, I don't care if there's more New York Knicks fans, but we better just stand loud. I don't like that theory, what we've seen there, but we need to stand tall and, yo, give it to these guys. Yo, we coming at they next, man. We coming at they next. Ain't no friendship right now. You know what I mean? Hey, y'all take care. I love y'all, gentlemen. Peace.
Have a good weekend, Rios.
Excellent call from Rios. Rios always has energy. Sometimes he's a little unfocused. Occasionally he says a bad word. We got to dump out of him. That's a 10 out of 10, yeah. I thought, call from Rios. Right?
And this is off-season Rios.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine in-season Rios. I mean, between the calls from Chuck and Rios there, we're on things are feeling good. Things are feeling real good.
I got one minor complaint about last night.
Oh, no.
Minor complaint.
Okay.
I understand what they were trying to do, I guess. Good gesture. Probably a logical reason behind it. But the Jordan Mailata pick from down below.
From Australia. not crotch. He didn't make the pick from his nether regions. He did it from his home of Australia.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, just.
Yes.
A little weird.
Yeah. Could we just have a commissioner get a call? I understand they do it for the second, third, and fourth round where they have guys come up.
Yeah.
But I got to go all the way to Australia.
Well, I think with the NFL is obsessed with being global.
Global, yes.
They got to be global.
Good evening to those of you from the beautiful land down under.
I would have loved to go. They didn't invite me. I had heard that they have a whole team of Eagles people down there. I've always wanted to go to Australia. Nobody invited me.
So the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Did they text him the pick?
Oh, yeah, because he had a no.
Did they give him five cards?
Yes, just in case.
Just in case.
And if they did, we would know the rest of. We got to find out who else is on the card.
Well, he's sworn to secrecy.
Well, you get him in the corner, you know.
But I am wondering. A
couple drinks in him.
Like, how do we get this transition? Like, how did this happen?
I do want to know the mechanics of that. I know Spuds is down there. Maybe he can tell us how it worked when he gets back.
They had to text him, right?
I think, right?
Well, did you see when they couldn't get a hold of Kenyon
Mitchell? No, because I was watching,
oh, he was watching the
Sixers.
The
I didn't see the draft stuff.
Oh, yeah,
stuff
you can see
after.
On the draft. Like, Howie's on the phone, and I said it during the draft. I said, whoever they're calling, they can't get a hold of him right now.
And they couldn't get a hold of Mitchell.
Yeah, so I think they called him on his second phone.
I don't. You know, we're talking about being a good culture guy. Having two phones is sketchy anyway. Why has he got two phones?
He's important, I guess.
I don't know. That's why you have two phones.
Well, I don't know if he had two phones. Okay. They called him on a different phone.
Two numbers that they have for him. Okay. Twitter poll of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. He's calling you on the other phone, buddy. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The second Twitter poll of the day, how would you grade the Quinyon Mitchell pick? A, B, C, or D? How many people do you think said A, Ike?
Let's go with 30%.
79% A. Everybody is birds'd up. Bleeding green today.
I thought B would be
B. No.
Oh, they went all with the A's. Okay.
Everybody's happy.
Okay.
Now, Rios did mention the Eagles re-signing A.J. Brown. They signed him to an extension yesterday. Coming up next, first, we will hear what Howie had to say about the A.J. Brown extension and how it affected the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings. Now, we won't give you new rankings, but we are going to give you a first-round recap of how everyone did who is in the running. That is coming up next on the afternoon show on WIP, live from Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.